The Gemara Masechta Avodah Zarah Daf Lamed Amud Aleph teaches us that Yayin Mevushal Ein Bei Mishum Nisach. That by Yayin Mevushal, there is no problem of Yayin Nisach, and by extension, there is no problem of there is no problem if an Akum touches that wine, because if it's Yayin Mevushal, the Gemara says, Ein Bei Mishum Nisach. There's a very big Machloikis Rishonim. Why Yayim Vushal doesn't have, why there's no problem by Yayim Vushal? The Rosh says that the reason is that since wine, the Rosh says, since Yayin Mevushal is not Shchiach, something which is not Shchiach, like Gozibor Rabbonim. And as I saw, the Pais can point out that even if there will be a time where it will be matzui to have, it will be common to have Yayin Mevushal, since in the time of Chazal it wasn't Shchiach, it wasn't Shchiach to have Yayin Mevushal, the halacha is that once that becomes the halacha remains that way under all circumstances. We're going to reflect in Mitzvah Shem on a tshuva from Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach and the Shas of Tshuva Simcha Shloima Chelek Aleph Simon Chav Hei, where he discusses the issue of Yayin Mevushal, and he says that in all situations, whenever we have a Gzeira Chazal, once Chazal made a Gzeira, made rules around the Gzeira, it doesn't change. He gives examples. He says the Gemara Masechta Baba Basra Daf Yutesam and Aleph teaches us that Hatmana on Shabbos may be done in Tzloim and racks. And Taisa says, Kivin de la Shchichi hi klal, it wasn't Shchich that they should use stones for Hatmana. Shar le'atm behem, one may do Hatmana in them, because it remains milsad la Shchich la gosba rabbonim. So Taisa says, the Kain Haminik Shalonu, even though Onu Nagim Lahatim Beslaim Sheitz Mehem, Taisa says that even though in his time it became common to do Atmana in Sloim, once Chazal said there's no Is Atmana in Sloim, that is the remains forever. He also quotes a tshuva from the Avni Nezer in Yoridei Simen Kuf Tazayim, a halacha that we know when we speak about Hilchas Nida. There's a concept of you find a kesem that's the size of a gris, or a kesem that's smaller than a gris. The halacha is that if it's a kesem that's smaller than a gris, we could be lenient. And the reason is because we could say that it came from a macholus. It came from a worm. So we know that there are no worms amongst us nowadays. So should we say that the halacha of a gris says that Avni Nezer is no longer applicable? Chas v'sholem. Once Chazal said there's a halacha of a gris, the halacha remains that way under all circumstances. Other Rishayim give a different explanation why there is no problem of Nesach by Yayin Mevushal. They explain that Yayin Mevushal was not used in their Avodah Zarah. And since Yayin Mevushal was not used in their Avodah Zarah, we need not be concerned. There's no din of Nesach on Yayin Mevush. The question that comes up is, what is the shear of Yayin Mevushel? At what point is it considered Mevushel? The Meiri here summarizes no less than four shittas of what is considered, at what point is it considered Mevushel. And I'll read the words of the Meiri. Like Huska B'Gemara, the Gemara doesn't explicitly mention Meimasei Nikar Mevushel Anyan Zeh. At what point is something considered Mevushel? The Kasuv Agoinim. So the first opinion he quotes is the opinion of the Goinim. Shekivin Shehelu Resicha Achas Nikar Mevushel Anyan Zeh. As soon as it gave one bubble, it's considered Mevushel. The Yeshomer, the next opinion. Achi Smad B'Chdei Haril Royal Mevushel. It has to be that the boiling of the wine caused that it should be diminished. And he says, V'royla hachem v'shir hazeh. It's appropriate to follow this opinion. V'yesh oimer atchi is ava. There's another opinion that it only becomes yayin mevushel when it becomes thicker because of the cooking. V'yesh oimer atchi yachs l'shlish. You lose a third of the wine. In my opinion, says the Meiri, the taste changed, the taste or the color or the fragrance changed. Once it changes, so we have here four different opinions that the Meiri explains. What is the shear of Yayin Mevushel? There's a tshuva from the Shevet Alevi in Chelek Beis Simen Nun Aleph that he wants to say that these four opinions that the Meiri just quoted, what is the shear bishul, are connected to the understanding what is the reason why by Yayin Mevushel there's no problem of Nesach. He says that the Gemara says that as soon as we have Yayin Mevushel, there is no problem of Gilui. There is no problem of leaving in those times the wine uncovered and to be concerned that a snake may drink from that wine. So he says, as soon as the wine is cooked, so even though it was of minimal use, still he wants to suggest that if we follow the opinion of the Rishonim, the wine that's cooked they don't use for Avodah Zarah. So it doesn't make a difference how little or how much it was cooked. That wine won't be used for Avodah Zarah. And if that wine won't be used for Avodah Zarah, we don't have a problem of Yayin Nesach. On the other hand, the opinions that hold that you need to have much more of an act are of the opinion that only when it's not really wine, is it not considered Yayin for Yayin Nesach. And therefore, it may well be that until it's significantly changed, and he wants to say maybe to the degree that it's not even considered wine that you should make a Bari Pri Hagafen on, only when it comes to that situation, the halacha is that it's considered, only at that point will it be considered Yayin Mevushel. I think that this machlokes rishonim, again, that we're learning how much a bishul is required to make the wine be considered yayin mevushel, can be related to another question. Let's say you have yayin mevushel, but the akum does not know that's yayin mevushel. do we have the het of Yayim Avushu or not? If we say that it's a metzius, that wine that was mevushel will not be used for avodah zarah, and any wine that will not be used for avodah zarah, we don't have a problem. So the fact that the akum is or isn't aware that this yayin is mevushel is immaterial. But if the vart is, because one, it has to undergo a significant change, because when it undergoes a significant change, only then is it not considered wine, and therefore the will not be used for yayin, cannot be used for, the Akum doesn't consider it really wine. So if the Akum is not aware that it went through this significant change, it will not be considered yayin voshel.